A week before a survey of Juneau's most vulnerable homeless, a 61-year-old woman was found dead Tuesday under the Gold Creek Bridge. Glory Hole Homeless Shelter Director Mariah Levishuk says Gloria Plummer stopped into the Glory Hole periodically for snacks and lunches.
I think she was one of our regular chronically homeless people downtown.
Levishuk says Plummer was originally from Angoon, and a number of family members are in Juneau this week for the annual gold medal basketball tournament. The Glory Hole will hold a memorial service for Plummer at 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. Juneau Police Department spokesman Cindy Brown Mills says Plummer was found by a friend who called police. She says Plummer's death is not considered to be suspicious. The Glory Hole next week begins a survey of homeless throughout the city and borough. Kyle Rennick is directing the survey, paid for by a grant from the Alaska Mental Health Trust. Rennick says Juneau's homeless population is estimated at 560, but the survey will reach a smaller group.
We're trying to look at a more targeted survey here to get at those who are living mostly without shelter at all. Oftentimes it will be folks experiencing mental illness, some type of alcohol or substance abuse issue, and oftentimes other health issues as well.
Juneau is one of 114 U.S. cities that have joined the 100,000 Homes campaign, which has the goal of finding permanent homes for the most needy individuals and families by the middle of next year. Rennick says 35 volunteers will go in teams of four with socks, food, coffee, and the survey Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. He says they'll cover Thane to Douglas to the Mendenhall Valley with the goal of quickly connecting people to existing services.
Basically identify them, find out what their needs are, what their health histories are, and then try to get them into treatment or housing or both as fast as possible.
Rennick says they'll hold on to the information so that those who cannot be placed now can be identified and helped later on when more housing is available. Though the survey is scheduled for 3 days next week, he says the Glory Hole will continue to collect information from those who are missed. University of Alaska health insurance premiums are going up. Employee health care paycheck deductions will roughly double as of July 1st. The change amounts to $175 a month for a worker on the mid-range coverage plan. Add a spouse and children, and the premium will be over $490 a month. It's the latest erosion of what used to be called a Cadillac plan. University of Alaska spokeswoman Kate Ripley says the university is playing catch-up after 2 years of flat employee rates.
Everyone knew that that was kicking the can down the road a little bit, but we had made so many different changes in the deductible rates and the out-of-pocket expenses that we felt that was a prudent thing to do so that we weren't making all these changes that affect employees all in 1 year.
The cost of health care services in Alaska continues to rise, but Ripley says the overall cost of University of Alaska's health plan has gone down this year because more workers have opted for higher deductible economy coverage or dropped out of UA insurance altogether. She says the cost of UA's insurance plan, which covers about 9,000 people, is still projected to be $65 million, and there's a shortfall on the employee contribution side.
83% of the costs are picked up by the university, and 17% are picked up by the employee. And what we had happen in this last year, and this is what we have to factor going forward, the employee share is coming up $3.5 million short.
Ripley says the university tried to offset about $500,000 of the shortfall with a $600 surcharge on smokers, but the proposal was unpopular and dropped. She says an alternate idea being considered would be to ban hiring any new tobacco users.
So over time, your pool of employees wouldn't have the health issues that are associated with tobacco causing expenses to the plan.
Ripley says a consultant's report shows the policy would save about $21 million in health care costs over 15 years. She says the University of Alaska administration is considering the policy and will be vetting it with governance groups and employees. Providence Hospital and Alaska Airlines have already adopted no tobacco hire policies. Former Juneau Assembly member Merrill Sanford plans to run for mayor. It's been widely known that he was considering another run for office, and Sanford says he decided to go public after participating in last week's Southeast Conference mid-session summit.
the city and borough of Juneau should be one of the leaders in Southeast and stand up and fight for basic infrastructure and jobs. So I kind of got frustrated last week with some of the different organizations that are stalling some of these types of projects throughout all of Southeast, and just finally decided, well, instead of just being frustrated about it, you need to go and try to do something about it.
He'll have to wait until August 3rd to officially file. That's the first day candidates can turn in nominating petitions. Sanford served 9 years on the assembly before being term limited last fall. He was twice elected deputy mayor by fellow assembly members. A retired career firefighter for Capital City Fire and Rescue, Sanford graduated from Juneau Douglas High School and served in Vietnam with the U.S. Marine Corps. Last year, the Chamber of Commerce named him Citizen of the Year. This year's municipal election will be held October 2nd. The state's major oil companies yesterday continued to promote state tax cuts before production would increase. ConocoPhillips Alaska Vice President of Finance Robert Heinrich told the Senate Finance Committee yesterday that Senate Bill 192 would not lead to any change in the production decline on the North Slope.
The numbers don't seem big on a dollar basis. Our industry works in big numbers. ConocoPhillips alone has invested over $25 billion in Alaska since 2000. The reduction's almost $300 million to producers, but that's in the context of the taxes paid of nearly $15 billion. It's immaterial. That's less than a 2% reduction.
Heinrich's estimates were calculated on oil priced at $130 a barrel. BP's Alaska head of finance, Damian Bilbaus, based his presentation on a description of the current tax regime as broken. He based his worst-case scenario on projections made by the Parnell administration and said the state faces a crisis. Senator Bert Stedman assured Bilbaus the legislature does review the administration's projections as well as those produced by the legislature.
But we don't accept them blindly as that's what's going to happen in the future, because no one in their right mind would run the state straight into the ground.
The committee will continue its work on the new tax plan this morning. The Forest Service is warning Juneau residents not to cut their own firewood from trees removed as part of a state project to widen Glacier Highway out the road. Forestry technician Chris Budke says it's a safety issue.
That stretch of road obviously is being worked on, so there's machinery, there's state workers, there's contractors out there that are all working on it, so it's busy, and then we're worried about people parking in the middle of the road, because the whole reason the state is working on it is to make it safer, and right now it's incredibly narrow, so if you're pulling off in your pickup truck, which there really isn't any place to pull off, you know, you're in the road.
The four-mile section of highway just past the Eagle Beach State Recreation Area is being widened from 20 feet across to 26 feet. The project will also straighten some curves and make some surface and drainage improvements. But Key says the Department of Transportation's contractor will make cut logs available for firewood later this spring by permit. And three orphan grizzly bear cubs that arrived at the Detroit Zoo from Alaska in December have made their debut. Mike, Thor, and Boo spent the winter denned up as they went in the wild. And the 14-month-old brothers met their public. They explored their new habitat, including having a dip in the 6-foot-deep pool and doing a little roughhousing. The three were orphaned in October and captured by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game after their mother was shot and killed by a poacher. Alaska wildlife officials contacted the Detroit Zoo after determining the cubs could not survive the winter on their own. The cubs have now nearly doubled in size. They now measure about 4.5 feet tall and weigh between 215 and 255 pounds.